Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here. Scotty B in the other room.
Hello.
And there's Gandhi and Scary. And there's Garrett and Danielle.
Hello.
And Straight Nate.
Hello.
Where'd Scary go?
I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm just making sure that we're on the air.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the air. Okay.
We're good.
All right. So here we are after a 3-day weekend. We're back in the saddle. What do you want to talk about on our 15-minute morning show podcast?
So much. I started watching a show that I don't recommend to anybody.
What's that?
The Jared Fogel.
Oh, I watched it.
Please.
I had no idea how involved it was, mm-hmm. and the plot and the scheme to get him and the people that were involved, but just how creepy he was.
Is that the subway guy?
Yeah.
Remember when he came here and we actually tried on his old pants?
Ugh.
We were at the first.
Yes. He came here, you know, when he was the subway spokesperson.
Yeah, he lost all that weight.
And he always brings those huge pants everywhere he went to show. Like,
that was the shtick.
Yes, and a lot of us put those pants, I mean, we were clothed, but we put those pants on to take pictures.
So thinking about this now, that when Jared would come with those pants, like, was it more of a manipulative thing of like, hey, like you're holding my pant? Like, I get he lost all the weight and that's the part of the subway plan. But in his mind, he's like, hey, I'm a sex fiend and I'm doing all these dirty things. Hold my pants.
I don't know.
You're weird.
I've been watching a lot of Law and Order and I started thinking about
it. You're out of your mind.
And F him, too, by the way. Like, he has ruined my life in the beginning. Ever since he was the spokesperson for Subway, you know how many times I got made fun of for being, oh, you're the spokesperson? Because my name's Jared Vogel, not Jared Fogel.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
So the
now
whole
you're
subway.
A sex offender.
Oh, shut up. So I had the whole career of him going, you know, oh, you're the subway spokesperson, and then after the scandal, you're related to the sex fiend. No, I have nothing to do with the man.
I like how people are like, your names rhyme. You must be related. That doesn't make
stupid
any
people.
Type of
you
sense
You don't hang
whatsoever.
Out with smarter people.
I
but
do.
You're right, Nate. It's so creepy.
Yeah, he's creepy. But the other thing on top of him just being creepy and the way they caught him.
How they catch him? Now I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Is
well,
a spoiler
okay.
alert?
It's
well,
not.
This woman took it upon herself to start recording him. And then, you know, she has like evidence.
Record him doing what?
Phone conversations talking about him and little, you know.
He was talking about it?
Yes.
Crazy. So the crazy thing.
So he thought it would be okay, that people would be fine
apparently
having a conversation.
He found
and being
somebody he could confide in. I don't really know how this works. But so she takes these tapes and goes to the FBI, and they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is the subway guy talking about this?
No, it's the guy that works on the Elvis Duran Morning Show from Staten Island.
My God. The FBI came twice.
Yeah, so the crazy thing is that she brings them this evidence, and then they go, oh, catch here. You broke the law by recording this sex offender, and now you have to work for us.
Right, or like, you're going to get in trouble.
What the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah, you can't record in certain states.
Yeah.
So
now,
she would have gotten in trouble?
She would have gotten in trouble, and now she has to work for the FBI to, like, continue talking to this creep for, I can't remember how long.
It was a long time. And she played into the whole thing, like, she was interested and wanted to do it, too. So he thought he had a little partner in crime for all this creepiness. It is just, it's so involved. There was a mom and a stepdad who were like offering up their children. It was crazy.
What?
It's crazy.
Really offering
them? Yes.
For money?
No. Not even for money.
For what?
For fun with Jared.
For fame and glory?
It's just very, it's
disturbing.
So disturbing.
Oh my God.
With the subway guy?
They were treating kids like trading cards, like pretty much.
It's disturbing.
So once again, I use that line I'm kind of famous for now. I am so naive to think this is going on in the world.
Yeah, it was
so
wild.
Sad.
And
so
you know, Subway's got to be like, damn it!
Yeah.
Because nobody ever just says Jared Fogle. It's always the Subway guy.
Right.
Like,
and they had, remember they had parted ways with him at one time, and then they repartnered with him again. I bet you they wish they never did.
Yeah, they do.
No, so it's not worth watching.
I just thought it was a little drawn out. I think they could have done it like one long episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it must have been on TV first, because every 7 minutes there would be this thing that pops up on the screen. This show depicts graphic conversations. I'm like, I know that. I'm watching it. And then 7 minutes goes by. This has graphic conversations. Like, I get it. I don't need to be reminded.
Still has graphic conversations going on. Okay, give me another warning. Any other warnings about shows we should not be watching?
Oh,
you already watched it for us and got it out of the way?
Hmm.
What was it we were talking about the other day? I said, oh my God, I watched this documentary. You went, oh my God, I saw it too.
Oh, it was the Hillsong Church with Carl Lentz.
Yes.
Oh. I forgot what it was called, what it's actually called.
Yeah, Hillsong.
Right. It's a whole lot of hype to like a at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of fizzled
There's
at the
a
end.
Lot of scandal behind that too, right?
The
Hillsong thing.
Yeah, the whole church. And, you know, Carl, here's my thing. Carl Lentz, cheated on his wife. He had a wife and family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was discovered, you know, the church found out because she came forward. It was a big thing. And so he left the church. He left everything to fix his marriage and his family, right? So my thing with Gandhi was, in the Christian world, where do you draw the line with forgiveness?
Right.
Like, where, okay, you messed up. In other words, cancel culture and Christianity don't make sense together.
Right, mm-hmm. They don't.
But they did with him. I mean, they kicked him out.
They did. I think you can forgive him and then still not want him to be in a position of prominence where everybody is following him and he's the one preaching the word.
Right.
And, you know, he's supposed to be your example and your leader. So maybe you forgive him, but he's got to go.
Right.
Is that
okay.
possible?
Yeah, that's
all right.
possible.
Okay,
yeah.
That's possible.
And Danielle, she's like, I don't forgive this shit.
Yeah. Well, the only thing, like you're saying, because my take on it is that I'm following this guy's lead. He's preaching me the Bible every day and whatever, and he's not living what he's preaching
exactly.
to me. And I'm just like, what? I don't, you know, it would make me question everything.
Oh, he was actually up there screaming about infidelity being an awful thing while he was
Don't we see that so often?
Justin Bieber's best friend or something for a while.
Yeah, there's a connection there.
And that's the thing too with Carl. From my perspective, was he was bringing people in that like questioned the church, like I don't want to do the church thing, and he's like, oh, I got this new cool way of preaching God to you, and it pretty much was a falsity because he wasn't really preaching what he was teaching.
Mm. Right? Well, yeah. What?
You know what else I watched?
What?
The Army Hammer House of Hammer thing?
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
It's interesting, but it's also like they really hyped up the whole cannibal thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't. Spoiler alert, he didn't really eat anybody.
That we know.
Yeah, he was a creep, and he had some weird kinks, and he was really, according to these women, very rough and violent, and, not. He did things that weren't on the up and up, but they said that the press really ran with the narrative of him being a cannibal when the bigger story was how abusive and terrible he was just as a person.
Right.
And that cannibal thing was just him like fantasizing about.
Well, the thing is we run across asshole guys who are abusive every day.
Yeah.
It's not every day you hear a good cannibal story.
No, you don't.
So we took it and ran with it.
Right. He bit a couple of them really hard. There was never any consumption of meat.
Okay.
That we know of. But yeah, you can save yourselves the time on watching that one too.
Thank you for watching it.
Yeah.
You watch a lot.
I watched all the documentaries this weekend. I didn't go anywhere really and do anything. I went to The Little Mermaid, and then I stayed home and painted and consumed all this trash.
I like we're going from cannibalism to The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Now that both you and Daniel came back saying you loved it.
It's so good.
I think I need to sink into a dark theater and watch it.
Yeah. The live actions always get us like, hey, how's it going to be? This is so worth it.
It's so worth it. It's great. And, everybody was complaining about Flounder and how they looked. I think they look great. Yeah. It's amazing.
How cute is Sebastian? Do you not fall in love with Sebastian?
They're all cute. Scuttle's adorable. Right. Flounder's adorable. But the thing that's driving me nuts now, have you guys seen all of the behind the scenes like CGI stuff where they're showing you how they filmed it?
Yeah. Does it ruin it for you?
It totally ruins it. I know it's a green screen. I know they're not actually mermaids in the sea with all this stuff, but I didn't want to see like the sausage being made.
See, this is like going to Disney World and going backstage and you see Mickey take his head off.
Mickey's real.
You don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you think he's real.
Don't, it just pops up while you're scrolling. Like, damn it, no, I didn't want to see that.
But. I know, and a lot of the cast members are posting things on their social, like Halle Bailey posted her on the green screen, like getting ready to swim for Part of Your World, and it's like, oh my gosh,
exactly.
I'm like, where's her mermaid?
We don't want to see this. It ruins it. It's the same as a magician explaining how he does or how she does the trick. Yeah. I don't want to know. Mm. I just want to like the magic.
Yeah.
What's up, Scary?
No, nothing. I didn't watch any movies or TV. I'm the anti-Gandhi. You watched all this stuff. I don't know. I was just hanging out all weekend and for some reason didn't...
Writing love letters to owners of bars.
No, I was with my family. We did a family barbecue this weekend yesterday at the Scary House. And I was down the shore twice this weekend.
Oh, you know what I saw over the weekend?
Oh, more TV.
The Miami Air Show. How great.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys get excited about air shows?
It's cool.
I've been to an air show since I was a kid.
Oh, my God. The jets flying over.
Was Maverick there? An Iceman?
I wish. Oh, my God.
We have one great one out by us at Jones Beach. The Blue Angels are there every year. It is spectacular.
Want to go?
And my house is in the flight path from where they take off, so I don't even have to go to the beach. They all fly over my house. It's insane.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
So loud, too.
Yeah.
So every day we leave this place, and Scary claims that he goes home and just sits on the couch and rots.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's the word you use.
I use the word rot, yeah.
Listen to this story I just pulled up.
Uh-oh.
If you've ever spent an entire day in bed just lounging and resting, you may have been hesitant to admit it to people. But as it turns out, many people do it, and they find it comforting. They call it bed rotting.
Hell yeah!
Scary!
It's a real term, bed rotting.
Oh, man, I just called it that one day.
You're part of the zeitgeist.
Because I feel like if I'm not doing anything active, I'm rotting.
Well, slowly. They're saying it's a bed rot day is anything but a quick nap. It's more like becoming one with your duvet for an extended period of time.
That's me a lot during the
week. Good for you.
I really spend hours at a time in bed under the covers.
Well, they're saying it's good for you.
Okay.
You're not wasting time. You're reviving yourself is what they're saying.
Okay, good. Then I feel better about it now. I don't feel as guilty because I usually have FOMO while I'm rotting. Because I'm like, what's going on in the world right now that I could be doing? It's a beautiful sunny day and I'm sitting here under the covers with the shades drawn.
I love it.
Seriously.
You just have to move your legs around so that you don't get blood clots.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
Every now and then
bed sores.
You get up and walk around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like reviving.
He needs compression pants.
This is good. No, I'm excited that I'm actually doing something healthy while I'm sitting there doing nothing.
But you said to us that you were going to change this.
I'm going to. I'm just
but not yet. Not yet.
I can't go alone. I can't go alone. I need someone to come with me. I'm not.
As soon as we're done with this, we can walk right to the park.
I have a meeting yet. Not a meeting. I have a lunch.
I got a thing.
I have a lunch.
He has
a thing.
That he's going to drive to. It's 2 blocks away.
You do that. You'd like to take your car 2 blocks.
I do that. Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, bed rotter.
I'm a bed rotter.
You're reviving.
At least you're not a bed shitter.
Yes.
That would be worse. What?
That's next. That's next. That's next phase.
One step away.
What did you do last night? Just sat up and shit the bed.
But it's healthy.
Do you have to get a whole new bed when you shit it?
Fuck yes.
I think so.
I'm not sleeping in that.
Unless you have like rubber sheets.
Flip the mattress.
You have mattress covers on your mattresses.
Yeah. It's going to soak through. I don't care how many mattress covers.
How liquid is it now?
Unless you've got rubber mattress covers.
If it's a bit, I don't even want to know.
I feel like the only way you actually shit your bed is if it's liquid. Why would you shit off full solid shit in it?
That is true.
Oh, here we go.
My friends told you what happened.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it was not. It was not.
I'm sorry, it's my fault, guys.
We never really talked about people. The question was, how many times do you crap your pants per year?
Well, yeah, no, the question is, how many times is it acceptable to crap your pants a year?
Zero.
Unless you're a baby.
One would think zero would be the common answer. Yeah. No. As we witnessed, I have a lot of friends who say... Three.
A year?
That's acceptable?
Acceptable. 3 times a year. I was like, oh my God.
So what do you mean by acceptable? You kind of let yourself off the hook with that. Yeah. We're like, okay, that's number two this year.
I mean, if you're out of control, I've only shut my pants lightly 3 times.
Okay. If you have incontinence, then I guess that's, you know, then you're...
No, I don't know what's going on with these girls. There's a lot of...
I don't want to know.
Now, what are they doing? Is it like from some sort of trauma that someone hits them and they shit their pants?
Well,
I'm trying to figure this
out. One of them, and this should be a warning to everybody, tried the Ozempic craze.
Oh.
Where she thought she was, you know, gonna inject herself and lose all this weight, and it worked for her for a short amount of time. Then when she got off of it, all kinds of things have started to happen. And one of them... is lightly shitting the bed.
Wow.
The bed.
Oh, it's happened everywhere she's gone. There's like not a place that she's gone and not.
Oh my God, don't invite her over.
Yeah.
I don't.
What's the difference between lightly shitting and heavily shitting?
I don't know. I feel like lightly shat just is funny.
Yeah, I think lightly is bad enough, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
And but, your other friend, you had two friends.
Yes, and then the other two, there were two more. I don't know what goes on with them. They don't really have an excuse or a reason. I think it's a lot of like juice cleanses. I'm unsure.
But they're saying it's acceptable to shit your pants 3 times.
Yes.
But 4 is a warning sign.
4, you should start feeling some shame.
Okay.
3.
With that said, have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast. Is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.